If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
All right. What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. This is not a live show for the YouTube audience. This was recorded pretty early Friday. I'm flying out currently on a plane to Houston. So understand that all the information given in today's show was well before the Friday practice. And so injuries will be reflected in that. Who's active, who's not will be reflected in that. So just take that with a grain of salt. Now, this is the 49ers versus Texans week 8 scouting report, preview, prediction, bets, all those different things. That's what we're going to be covering here. And look, the Houston Texans are a mess. Now, they're 2-4. They're third place in the AFC South, which is probably the weirdest division maybe in the NFL right now. Like, just doesn't make sense. But you have this Texans coaching staff and quarterback with CJ Stroud, an elite defense, top three defense, no matter what metric you use, but they're not a good football team. The offense is so bad. I would argue probably the worst offensive line in the NFL, definitely bottom three. It's just weird. Not coached particularly well, which is weird with the D'Amico Ryan's team. The defense is stellar. Special teams, a little off. Offense, completely off. Even though they have what I would consider a borderline elite quarterback with what the trajectory CJ Stroud was on, but hasn't been that. They've been struggling big time, which is really, really weird. And this is the first time that D'Amico is coaching against his ex-team, the 49ers. So there's a lot of parallels. You got Aziz Alshire, Jimmy Ward. Like, there's just a lot of similarities or crossover between the 49ers and the Texans. And I do have to say, speaking of crossover, I salute the man, Josh. He is the executive producer of today's show and worked very, very hard to get this set up. So just understand, I know y'all see my red face up here all the time, but it is a team of people that are working continuously behind the scenes to make sure this content comes out. And I just want to say thank you to him. Now, here's kind of the situation. Okay. So you look at everything that the Texans have done, and it's weird. All of their losses, four of them, have been by one score games. Four losses by one score games. And their only two wins were against losing record teams. All four losses, winning record teams. They are kind of the barometer so far through the NFL of good teams and bad teams. They beat the bad teams, they lose to the good teams. And so if they play a team with a winning record, they lose. If they play a team with a losing record, they win. That's just kind of what it's been. And even coming off of their bye week 2 weeks ago, they go play the Seattle Seahawks. They force 4 turnovers. They end up plus 3 in the turnover ratio and still find a way to lose that game. Like, that's how bad the offense is. People, you know, Texans fans and social media, they're calling for a change at offensive coordinator, and they just haven't been able to get it right. Remember, this is the same team that had Clint Kubiak as their OC and got rid of him. He came back to the 49ers. Now he's in Seattle, and sure enough, he got the win last week against them. So it's really, really weird offensively, but defensively, they're the first team in NFL history to lead the league in points per game allowed. Nobody is scoring points against the Houston Texans. Nobody is. And still have a losing record. No team has ever in NFL history led the NFL in points allowed per game by a defensive metric and had a losing record. They are the first team to do that. And it's not even close. Like, they're first place by 30 points. Like, they've allowed 88 points scored against them. The next team is like way over 100. They are number one defense, and they played some really, really good offenses. It's not like it's just like they played the Rams, they played the Bucks, they played the Jags, they played the Seahawks. Like, those are all top 10 offensive unit teams. They're still making it difficult on them. So can they win this game? Yes, they're favored. That's the Texans are currently favored. Now, home teams usually get 3 points in the spread category. They're 1.5. So that means on a neutral playing field, the 49ers are 1.5 better. But Vegas loves their defense. They really, really do. Now, again, I talked earlier about not particularly well coached. 44 penalties on the year. That's ridiculous. Almost 400 total yards. That's an issue. Now, last week, you look at some of the players that balled out. Jalen Noel, who's going to be starting probably this week. Their rookie wide receiver out of Iowa State. They have two of them. He had an 84.8 PFF grade. Blake Fisher, their backup left tackle, 74 grade. Nick Chubb, 72 grade. Dalton Schultz, he's probably the best and most consistent player on their offense. He's banged up. He's been limited in practice. But he's going to be their number one target getter because Nico Collins and Christian Kirk probably not playing. Again, we're recording this Friday morning, early. So if that changes, adjust accordingly. Defensively, good gosh, Will Anderson Jr., close to a defensive player of the year type performance that he just stays on. I don't think he's going to be, you got to be on a decent team and or break some elite sack records. He's not doing that, but he's playing so good. Kalen Bullock, their free safety, damn good player. EJ Speed, their number three linebacker, just kind of does it all. Danico Autry, their other defensive end. Jalen, like, their defense is stacked. Stacked. It's not even talking about Danielle Hunter, who putting together quietly like a Hall of Fame career. You look at the numbers and it's like, damn, they have an elite defense. Now, points scored. Again, points allowed, 88 on the season. That's first. Points scored, 127. That's 27th. So they should be like, you've got almost a plus 40 point differential and you're 2-4. How in the world is that? Well, they had that one game against the Titans where they got the coach fired and won 26-0. That was one of their wins. All their losses, one score losses. So, yeah, you might be plus 40, plus 39 point differential, 2-4. It just has not worked the way that they have wanted it to work. Now, I do have to update. It's getting towards the end of the month. We are going to have our Zoom hangout Wednesday, October 29th at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. So that's for all the Jerry Rice tier and above members, whether you're on the 49ersrush.com or you are on our Patreon. We have posted both of those links so that you guys can be ready. We're going to get together for an hour. And again, we got a 7-day free trial. This week is a great week to sign up if you haven't. One, this is how we pay the bills. This is how I feed my family. Go sign up for a 7-day free trial. You're going to get bets of the week. You're going to get every offensive, defense, special teams play, broken down, coaches tape, all 22, and you're going to get a Zoom hangout. 7-day free trial. Go sign up. The bets have already been posted this week. So if you go sign up over there at the 49ersrush.com, 7-day free trial, check it out. You get to do everything this week. And if you don't like it, cancel. Won't cost you a penny. If you do like it, stay, support the channel. That allows us to go full-time, do these shows every day, travel, host events, all that stuff. So if you want to support the cause, head over there, the49ersrush.com, or our Patreon channel, which you can find the link in the description of this video. So we'll see you Wednesday, the 29th at 5:30. Now let's go through the Texans' schedule and kind of how they got to this 2-4 weird. They're weird. Like everything about the Texans, coaching staff weird, playing, yeah, their roster's weird. Offensive line's weirdest thing ever. They literally trade away Laremy Tunsil and like all these other quality guys and try to revamp it because they're smarter than everybody else. They're going by the Chris Forster offensive line approach. It ain't working. It's just weird. It's just, but the Texans have always kind of been weird. So week one, they play the Rams, lose a tough one, 14-19. And like, man, they were with them. They were with them the whole time. Win the turnover ratio, lose the game by a touchdown. Next week against the Bucs, lose 20-19. 20-19, no turnovers in that game. Then they lose to the Jags, and that one's 10-17. Another one score game. And again, they go out there and shoot. Great job defensively, just don't get it done. They beat up on the Titans, improved to 1-3. They destroy the Ravens without Lamar Jackson. They put up 44 points against the Ravens. That defense, I would argue the Ravens defense right now, worst defense in the NFL. And then the Seattle Seahawks, they lost 19-27. You know, that 8-point game still counts as a one possession. But yeah, so, and they've already had their bye week. Like losing after the bye week, that is a killer. And they have a short week because they played the late Monday night game in Seattle, which means they're not getting home to Houston till Tuesday. One short day, that matters. But they are coming off a bye week, you know, 2 weeks ago. So we'll see. And they're not even, like, fully healed. They're not even fully healed. And so, you know, you start looking at the overall rankings. Here we go. Let's get to the PFF overall unit rankings. The Texans. Offense, they're tied for 24th, which I was a little shocked at. I figured they'd be worse than that. Defense, they're fifth on PFF's rankings. This is kind of the issue with PFF. Special teams, 18th. Overall, the Texans are 12th. Now you look at the 49ers. Offense, they're 10th overall. Defense, they're 25th. And special teams, they're 9th. That's the weirdest one. The 49ers have a very clear, distinct advantage in the special teams. I don't know the time that it's been this obvious that you could say that, but the 49ers special teams has led to the 49ers winning a couple games. All those one possession games early, and you got Eddie Pinheiro is now one of three kickers in the NFL. Cameron Dicker missed one last night. There's only three perfect kickers left. Eddie P is one of them, and he's made more field goals than all the other ones combined, despite not playing in week one. He's 17-17. Now, overall, the 49ers are 15th. So whenever you look at the snapshot from a PFF standpoint, Texans have the advantage. But, man, the fact that special teams and offense are just so clear, we'll see. And the 49ers defense, yeah, they're tied for 25th, but they're playing when it matters. In the red zone, third downs, stopping the run game, all those things. That's why I think it's interesting. Now, let's look at D'Amico Ryans and his coaching staff and what he's assembled. D'Amico Ryans only 41 years old. He's young. Went to Alabama, was a second-round pick to the Houston Texans in 2006. He was the 33rd overall pick, went on to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. What's interesting, if you watched the press conferences this week, Robert Saleh was on that staff and, you know, talked about how they had him at Will, then they moved him to Mike. The rest was history. But he was just a freaking stud. He was an all-pro player, two-time pro bowler, played with Houston for, you know, about 6 years, then went and played in Philly for 4 years, was awesome. Then he got his coaching start with the 49ers and was a DQC, defensive quality control coach. The Texans tried to take him away in 2018. Kyle Shanahan blocked that, promoted him, and kept promoting him to eventually be the 49ers defensive coordinator after Robert Saleh left. And there's a lot of parallels between, you know, D'Amico Ryans learned how to call a defense from Robert Saleh from a coaching perspective. Now they're opposite sidelines going against each other. And you look at how fast D'Amico went from quality control coach to head coach 6 years. That is crazy. You know, there's this new trend in the NFL where teams want the young, exciting, you know, whatever coach, because you can have them forever. That's the idea. But still, 6 years from QC to head coach, it's pretty rarefied territory. It's incredible. Shanahan gets so many people opportunities, whether that's coaching, offense, defensively, whether that's players, quarterbacks. He just gets people paid. Now, Nick Cawley, he's their offensive coordinator, 42 years old, went to John Carroll. He was a two-time Super Bowl champ with New England, first-time play caller, and he's struggling big time. A lot of people are trying to get him replaced. And the only reason why he got the job, again, very similar to Shanahan, Sean McVay is the other guy. What's the joke? If you've ever had lunch with Sean McVay, you're going to get a play caller job. That's Nick Cawley. Not saying he's not good. I'm saying the results haven't been good. He worked his way up as a coach. 2005, John Carroll, student assistant. For 2 years at Akron, was a GA. Then he goes to Auburn, was an administrative assistant. Then Iowa State for 3 years as a GA. Then Eastern Illinois, finally, as a secondary coach. Then Arkansas as a GA. Then Florida Atlantic as a secondary coach. Then he makes his jump to the NFL. He was with the Patriots for about 6 years as an offensive assistant, gets promoted to tight ends, jumps over to the Rams in 2023, tight end coach. Then he got promoted to pass game coordinator. Now he's the OC, and he is struggling big time. Now the defensive coordinator for the Texans, Matt Burke, 49 years old, played safety, but he doesn't call the defense. This is D'Amico Ryan's team. And fun fact about Matt Burke, climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. Shout out to that. I think it's pretty awesome. So let's jump over. Let's talk about injuries. But if you go to any game on the road this year, whether that's Houston, New York, Indianapolis, Arizona, Cleveland, we are going to be there. Come join us for the 49ers Rush Road Trip.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get an autograph. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
The regular season is wrapped and the NBA playoffs are finally here. There's no better way to cash in on the high-flying hoops action than Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Every bucket, every dime, every win means more when you're playing Prize Picks. So don't pass up your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. And they have Do It Live 2026 NBA Final Sweepstakes, where you pick live squares during NBA playoffs and you could win a trip for two to the NBA Finals. To enter, you make a $5 lineup with at least one live NBA player pick during any of the 2026 NBA playoffs. Live player picks are picks made after the game is already in progress. And if you've never played Prize Picks before, you just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. It's that easy. You get them right, you win. It's one of the easiest apps to use. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. You might have heard the phrase, dirty hands, clean money. It's a blue-collar saying that has been around forever. The idea that hard, honest work is how you earn a good life and everything in it. Troll Co. It's a clothing brand built around that. Started by two guys out in the oil patch who worked hard their whole lives and could not find anything that represented people like them. So they made it. Workwear, tees, hoodies, hats. And here is what I keep thinking about. The Faithful rep red and gold with real conviction. Not because it's easy, but because it means something. We are the best fan base in sports. That is the exact same energy Trollco runs on. You wear it because of what it stands for. And I was raised from blue collar work. My father ran a construction crew his entire life. My oldest son works in the oil fields in Texas. My youngest son, he's going to become a firefighter. Like, this is who we are. And so when you think about what you sacrifice most, people don't see. But you go to trollco.com/rush. That's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. Go check them out. Amazing company, amazing people, amazing product. Wonderful thing to support. Again, that's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Now, injuries are an issue. And again, remember, this is a Friday morning broadcast. So, and this is not live. So understand that changes. The 49ers are the most injured team in the NFL. It's not even close. You look at the APY, average per year salary, represented on the reserve list, PUP, NFI, IR, all those things. The 49ers have $96 million in salary this year wrapped up on the reserve list. Most by a long shot. The Texans, $31 million, which is a little below average. Three times the amount of salary wrapped up on the reserve list. Now, you want to make it even worse. 49ers have over $100 million in dead money cap this that you're paying players to play for other teams. It's $196 million and change for players not playing. Not good. Now, players who have not practiced Wednesday and Thursday for the 49ers, Luke Gifford, Ichiro Gross Matos, D'Amador Lenore, Ricky Pearsall, Bryce Huff, Jake Brendel, that's a killer. Now, the weird thing, not a lot of limited players. The 49ers, from that standpoint, are probably the healthiest that they have been, which is weird to say. Like, you didn't have any limited players as far as, you know, Thursday goes. Spencer Burford out there, kind of weird. Brock Purdy not going to play, but you're just kind of like you're getting players back. Trent Williams full practice, CJ West full practice, Upton Stout full practice, CMC full practice, Mac Jones full practice, Juwan Jennings full practice, first time this year, back-to-back full practice, Renard Green full, Kalia Davis full. Like, the 49ers have guys out, no doubt about it, but the times where the injury report is 18 players long and it's limited out, did not practice out, limited. Not that they're getting healthier. That's not what I'm trying to put out there. I'm just saying some guys are getting healthier, which you got to take that as a positive. The Niners are the most banged up team in the NFL and on pace to break more records, even worse than 2020, but they're still 5-2. Now, the Texans are not without injuries either. Again, 31 million wrapped up on reserve list, but two of their starting wide receivers, stacking injuries is the killer in NFL. Nico Collins, I would say their best offensive player by a considerable margin, got that concussion. Remember, it's a late Monday game, has to travel one day less, right? 6-day turnaround to playing again. You make that concussion window short, one, he's not going to practice near as much, and two, he's probably not going to be cleared because of the scheduling conflict there. Christian Kirk didn't practice either. So it's going to be their young pups that are out there. Jaden Higgins, Jalen Noel, like, they do not have the quality O-line or quality wide receivers this week. That's why probably one of the biggest bets I'm going to be making later this week, I got to make sure that those guys are out, is Dalton Schultz over on catches and yards. That dude's going to get like 10-plus targets. Anyway, deal with that what you will. The 49ers and Texans haven't played much. They played five times. That's it. The 49ers have dominated at 4-1. Now, their last game was in 2022. That was a January 2nd matchup. 49ers won 23-7. Davis Mills versus Trey Lance. Oh, my gosh. How fun is that? Trey Lance actually had a good game. Two touchdowns, one interception, 249 yards. Rushed for another 31. Elijah Mitchell had 119 yards rushing and receiving touchdown. Yeah, fun game. Marcel Harris had an interception. Listen to these names with sacks. Eric Armstead had half a sack. Samson Ebukam had half a sack. Jordan Willis had a sack. Artie Key had a sack. Niners got all those guys paid for other teams. Weird. How things can change from 2022 January all the way to where we are now. It's completely different team. Offense and defense. So let's take a snapshot of the Texans defense. Let's look at where they rank. And again, this is out of 32 teams. This is impressive stuff right here. Points, they've given up 88 points. That's first overall. Yards, fourth overall. Turnovers, third overall. First down, sixth overall. Passing touchdowns, best in the NFL, first. Passing yards, fifth in the NFL. Interceptions, fourth. Rush yards, 10th. Rushing touchdowns allowed, 24th. This is the underlined aspect of this defense. They're a great defense. They're good at everything. You can run on them in the red zone. Well, the 49ers have been the worst rushing team in the red zone in the NFL. That's including the two touchdowns they had last week. Hopefully that trend can continue, because if the 49ers have success in the red zone, they're winning this game. They are going to win this game if they have success in the red zone. No doubt about it. Third downs, they're fourth best, the Texans defense. Fourth downs, 24th. They've given up four conversions on six attempts. That hasn't been good. And 24th in the red zone. 10 touchdowns on 15 opponent trips to the red zone. Not good. And the bad thing is the 49ers offense is 25th. So you've got bad red zone offense versus bad red zone defense. That's going to be one of the major, major determining factors for how this game goes. Now, players to watch, and you look at the Texans defense, might have the best defensive end combo in the NFL. Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson Jr., and you're throwing Denico Autry as their third. Good gosh. Unbelievable. They're defensive tackles. Sheldon Rankins, Tim Settle, great players. Up front, studs. Derek Stingley Jr. has not had a good year. I think that was the defensive player of the year candidate last year, all-pro corner, one of the top-paid players. Like, that dude was a freak last year, and he's opposite Kamari Lassiter out of Georgia, had a good year too. Azeez Al-Shaair's out there, man. Like, this is a damn good team top to bottom, there are no weaknesses in this defense. There really, really aren't. Like, it's hard to look at this matchup and be like, okay, the 49ers are going to dominate in this area. This is what the 49ers are going to try to do. They're going to try to run the ball. They're going to try to beat them with play action, and they're going to try to just kind of be, I don't want to say conservative, but this Texans team forces turnovers. You got to protect the ball, but you can't shy away from ripping it. You know, that's what Kyle Shanahan always tells his quarterback. Just get back there, rip it, rip it, rip it. Hopefully that takes place. I really, really do. But make no mistake about it. This is, in my opinion, the best defense in the NFL. I'm putting them up against anybody. They're that good. And whenever you play an elite unit like that, that team's going to have a chance every week. They're 2-4, and they've lost to every good team they played. The Niners are a good team. The Niners should win this game. But if you ask me, dude, how do the Texans, like, what happens? If the Texans win this game, how do they do it? That defense goes out there and pummels Mac Jones. Matt Hennessy, who played great last week against a smaller defensive line, you're not going to see that this week. Like, I am not predicting Matt Hennessy to have a great game, and I know I'm going to get tagged in so many things because of my criticism of Jake Brendel and his effort and play. Dude, if Matt Hennessy plays a decent game this week, should be the starter moving forward, period, paragraph. Like, that is a test. Sheldon Rankins, Tim Settle, that's not an easy matchup. All right, before we jump to the Texans' offense, which is, man, exact opposite, terrible. If you're coming to Houston and you want to see a great event, man, come out and party with us.
Join us in Houston for probably one of our biggest parties we have ever hosted. We are going to be on the 25th of October at the Social Beer Garden HTX with Frank Gore, Wayne Breezy, Travis King, Eye of the Niner. Going to be one of the biggest parties we've ever hosted, likely to sell out. Please don't wait to get tickets. Then the day of the 49ers Texans game, we rented out a 3-story parking garage so that we can control everything. We do have parking available for an additional fee, which you can get on the app. And we open an hour before all of the other lots. So you can get there early, you can stay late. And if you want to, you're not going to be buying tickets and you want to enjoy the game, we'll have TVs up there so that you can stay and party during the game if you want to do that. If you want to go in like I'm going to, that's available for you as well. So do not wait. Go get your tickets at 49ersRushRoadTrip.com or get them on the TickPick app. Just search 49ers Rush or follow the link in the description of this video podcast. Come party with us. It is going to be legendary.
All right. The Texans offense, it's Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. This is the nice guy, not get the job done type unit. Again, remember, 32 teams, all these rankings, okay? Points, they're 21st. Yards, they're 23rd. They do not sustain drives. The top-ranked thing of, you know, we go through about 20-plus categories of rankings is turnovers. They are 11th in turnovers. They've only turned the ball over 6 times. That's their best statistical ranking. Not one top 10 ranking in any metric field. Doesn't matter. Passing, rushing, third down, conversions, protect, like, 11 is as good as it gets. 23rd in first downs, 23rd pass touchdown, passing yards, 19th passing touchdowns, 23rd in pass yards per attempt, 19th in rush attempts, 18th in rush yards, 24th in rushing touchdowns, 18th in rush yards per attempt, 31st, second to last in third down conversions. Niners are 9th. Niners have a top 10 defense on third downs. Texans, 31st. They're operating at about 30% conversion rate. That, and again, you know, if I'm Robert Saleh and if I'm preaching anything all week, it's third downs. Get them off the field on third downs. Don't let them try to get a rhythm. Don't let them establish control. Get them off the field on third downs. That is huge. 13th on fourth downs and 21st in the red zone. Not good. There is no way you slice this. This is a bottom 10 offense. Probably bottom 8 or 7 offense this year. And it all starts with the offensive line. The offensive line left to right, really, really bad. And they're switching guys up because they drafted Ariante Ursary in the second round, which a lot of Niners fans wanted. He's ranked 68th out of 78 tackles, and they're kind of swapping him out with Blake Fisher. Juice Scruggs, left guard, 76th out of 82 guards. Jake Andrews, who's, you know, played a lot, not having a good year. Their one guy that's played well is Ed Ingram, their right guard out of LSU. And then you've got Titus Howard, who, you know, was a first round pick back in 2019, has not been consistent. He's probably their second best guy. Their right side of their line is definitely their strength, if you want to say that. But their left side, oh my gosh, it's terrible. And so how do you exploit that? Stunts. You know, you do not have pass rushers. Nick Bosa's out. Bryce Huff is out. Yetur Gross-Mato's out. Yeah, your three top ends out. As far as a pass rush standpoint, you're going to be out there with Sam O, Robert Beal Jr. Got to make things happen. Travis Gibson. It's going to be a mess. But if some of your defensive tackles can have a game, you can wreck some shop and cause some major issues. Nico Collins, I don't expect to play. CJ Stroud, still dangerous, holding the ball way too long behind this offensive line, and they don't have a lot of quick hitters. You watch the tape, man, it's a lot of 5 and 7 step drops, and it's just like, dude, behind this offensive line? Come on, I know Nico and Christian Kirk are downfield threats, but they're not playing. I do think that the Texans need to have a quick, dude, let's get the ball out quick. You're playing against a defense that you know, because they practice against the same cover three, cover six quarters defense all the time. So both offenses do have a little bit of an advantage because you see this defense day in and day out whenever you go team. So we'll kind of see how that goes. Nick Chubb is the running back. We'll see. He's been good and tough, just not explosive at this point in his career. Joe Mixon, I don't even think he's going to play at all this year. Woody Marks is their explosive guy. Again, another guy we really, really liked in the draft. And you look at their wide receivers. Jaden Higgins. You've got Xavier Hutchinson, which is, you know, Brock Purdy's old teammate. They're going all Iowa State, man. It's pretty funny. Like, you look at their three wide receivers, they're all Iowa State guys. Jalen Noel. You've got Jaden Higgins. Yeah, that's hilarious. Three Iowa State guys and Dalton Schultz. Which Schultz is a damn stud. I will say that. He's a Stanford guy. But Schultz is going to get a lot of targets. Really going to be – it's going to be fun to watch. Now, my favorite matchups for this game. When the 49ers are on offense, right, we're going to do best matchup for the 49ers, best matchup for the Texans, and best blue chip matchup with a little caveat there. Blue chip's best on best. When the 49ers are out there on offense – it's George Kittle or Christian McCaffrey against their linebackers. Now, their linebackers are awesome. Azeez Al-Shaair, Henry To'o, I think I said that right, and EJ Speed, like, they're solid linebackers. They're coached by the man, D'Amico Ryans, right? Like, they're good. This might be the best linebacking team the 49ers have played, which is an issue because Shanahan likes to attack the linebackers. You could probably throw in the Bucs too. Bucks were killer. The Jags have played some good linebacker teams, actually. But that's the best one. George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey versus those linebackers. CMC and Kittle still get the nod there. Them, those defensive tackles versus our interior offensive line. Rankins and Seto are killing it. This is the ultimate test for Matt Hennessy. It could be really bad. Now, if Jake Brendel was playing, that would be the matchup there as well. But Matt Hennessy's a smaller guy. Like, he's a little bit smaller than Jake Brendel, but he plays with so much more effort, so much more energy. So we'll see how that kind of goes. Blue chip, best on best. It's the defensive ends versus our offensive tackles. Trent Williams, Colton McKivitz versus Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. Awesome. Now, Colton McKivitz and pass pro, he going to lose this matchup, probably both these matchups. But Colton McKivitz in the run game has been dominant. So Colton McKivitz versus those guys in the run game is really where I want to see, because I think Colton's coming off maybe one of his best games of his career. Did have that one miss snap, which is a killer, but he is playing dominating Pro Bowl level right tackle play. You're not going to get a better test than this. Play in and play out. Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson, D'Nico Autry, they're coming at you, and that's where they spent their money. That's where they spent their draft picks. We're going to see how good Colton McKivitz is this year. And if Colton McKivitz has a clean sheet and run blocks like he's been run blocking, it's time to start talking Pro Bowl with Colton McKivitz, who just got paid. Like, a lot of times when guys get paid and you're just like, oh, what did we pay for? He's not playing. No. Colton has elevated his play. Now, when the 49ers are on defense, this is rough. 49ers defense, personnel-wise, not great. Not without Bosa, not without, you know, Fred Warner, not without. Texas offense, not great. This is bad. So best matchup for the 49ers, probably Diamandore Lenore, who hasn't practiced yet, but do expect him to play. He's got the thigh bruise. They're just resting. Him versus those wide receivers, I don't think they're going to test Demo much. It's going to be test Renardo Green, Darrell Luter, Upton Stout, tight ends, fullbacks. I don't even think C.J. Stroud's going to look to the right side. I could be wrong, but that's where that is. Now, their best matchup, which was difficult, probably C.J. Stroud versus our safeties in coverage, even if that is Jair Brown. Dalton Schultz is going to go off this game. He's going to have a lot of yards and a lot of catches. Doesn't mean he's going to dominate the game. It's just that is their outlet. So the way the 49ers have used Christian McCaffrey, the exact same thing with the Texans and Dalton Schultz. Whether it's good, bad, ugly, whatever, their first read on a lot of plays is number 86, Dalton Schultz, who's also been limited this week. So Demo, our best matchup, hasn't practiced. Schultz, their best guy, hasn't really practiced, been limited. We'll see. Now, blue chip, best on best, there's not one. There's just not one. There are not blue chip players on either side of this team that are going against each other. So I called it the white matchup. The worst offensive line versus the worst pass rush defensive line in the NFL. Now, last week, the 49ers were able to go out there and get 20-plus pressures. If you could do that again this week, Niners win this game. If you get 12 pressures, Niners are winning this game probably. But I don't know. This is – it's worst on worst. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful to the 49ers D-line or the Texans D-line, but just by definition, somebody has to have the worst unit out there. And these are two pretty bad. Nobody would choose the 49ers in the top 25 pass rush units with what they're putting out there. Nobody would pick – the Texans offensive line and the top 25 offensive line, like they're both bottom tier. Let's just be very honest. Who can step up? Who can make those plays? All right, now let's get into bets, predictions, and our final score with what we think is going to happen. 49ers versus Texans right after this. You know that one guy in the group chat who had a five-leg parlay week one and just wouldn't shut up about it for the rest of the season? That could be you. MyBookie makes it super easy to get into the action. College football, NFL, Super Contest, Survivor Pools, Casino, Blackjack, whatever it is you want, they got it. All the spreads, player props, and in-game lines you could want all under one roof. And if you're new to MyBookie, use our code 49ers, 49ERS, up to $500 is fully covered. You make your play. Let's say it doesn't hit. You get all of it right back up to $500 when you opt in using your bet back bonus, and you get it back. It's just what it is. Comes with a one-time rollover if you use it. Now, no better time to jump in, no better place to play. Plus, we have all of our weekly bets and season bets up on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. So if you don't know how to get started, we've got it made for you. We show you what we bet. We show you what's out there, and we will cover that with you. It's going to be a good time. So, football's back. Let's make some money with MyBookie, promo code 49ERS. Let's go. All right, remember, never bet what you cannot afford to lose. We have posted our bets up on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon. Now, this week is a weird week of betting, because the Niners' identity has shifted so dramatically. Like, pass-heavy, most pass-heavy offense in the NFL to running the ball 39 times. That's what the Niners want to do. I'm not sure how this week is going to go. So I'm not doing a lot of player props this week for the 49ers, but I do have a lot of team-specific bets up. We got a three-team teaser. We have a two-team teaser. We're taking the 49ers' money line, bet 5 to win 5.5. Like, that's there as well. And, man, we're sticking with our 49ers over 1.5 field goals. We have crushed that this year. We have made a lot of money. I think we're 6 out of 7 on the season on that bet. So we're going to keep rolling with that one. But if you want the rest of those bets, go check that out over there. That's the Jerry Rice tier and above. You get all those. Come bet with us. Have some good time. We are up big time on the year. Hopefully that continues. But, yeah, we'll see. Now, predictions. Both teams are going to come out and try to establish a run. Texans offense, 49ers offense, both of them. They want to run the ball. they understand that this is a low-scoring game. This is going to be a grinded-out, divisional-style game. It's not. It's not even cross-conference. Like, this is probably one of the least important games for the 49ers. Not what you want to hear, but, like, doesn't – it's not a conference game, not a division game, doesn't play into tiebreakers. It's just an overall record game. But both teams are banged up. Both teams, issues in the passing game. They want to run the ball. They want to win with defense. They want to shorten the clock. They want to shorten this game. Now, the difference is the 49ers can win even if they have to switch and go pass heavy. That's what they did the first 5 weeks of the season and went 4-1. So you've got this idea of, look, you might be trying to establish the run, but the 49ers could pivot with Mac Jones. Dude was leading the NFL in pass yards just a week ago. So, and now Juwan Jennings and him are finally practicing full together back-to-back days. That's huge. George Kittle's back, Kendrick Bourne. Like, you could throw the ball. The pass rush is scary. Better be quick freaking passing. And if you are going to go pass heavy, CMC better have another 10-plus catches, because get the ball out quick or you're going to get killed back there, Mac Jones. So the 49ers have more pathways offensively to victory. And what's crazy is the special teams unit has to come into play here. You have the most accurate kicker in the NFL. Is that going to continue? I hope so. Knock on wood, I would. I don't believe in curses or jinxes. I don't have that kind of power. I wish I did. But can that continue? Because if it can, you look at this team. Kiami Fairbairns missed two kicks, and those led to two losses. That's already built up in that kicker's, like, it's mentality. It's between the ears. ADP's out there freaking bank shots, calling bank shots, celebrating, doing all kinds of, like, it matters. Now, the 49ers kickoff coverage is dog turd. Everything else, punt game, pretty solid. Punt return game, not awful. I mean, like, still no turnovers there, whatever else. Like, Sky Moore's not good, but he hasn't cost you too much. I mean, a lot of dumb decisions when to field it, when not to. But all those things included, the 49ers have a very distinct advantage there. Do they have the defense that the Texans have? They do not. But they have a way better offense, and they have a way better special teams. You have an advantage in two out of three phases of the game, and I would say better coached in all three phases, which is crazy. I think that's there. Again, individually, very hard to predict. Outside of Christian McCaffrey, who's going to get a lot of touches, and outside of Dalton Schultz for the Texans, who's going to get a lot of touches, do you take those away that are just kind of those little dink-dunk layups and give up the big play? That's not how D'Amico calls his defense. That's not how Robert Saleh calls his defense. Both of these are rally tackle teams by definition and philosophical construct with how they design the team. Give up the check down. Give it up. Can they flawlessly execute 10 to 12 plus play drives consistently throughout this game? The 49ers offense can through the run, can through the pass. The Texans offense cannot through the run, cannot through the pass. So you let Dalton Schultz get that underneath stuff. You let him. You let CMC. Now, CMC a little more dangerous than Dalton Schultz, for sure, especially after last week. Good Lord. But we'll see. Now, again, you go back and the outlier or the thing that sticks out the most is that Texas defense is freaking dominant. You hit Mac Jones a couple times, get him uncomfortable. That offensive line, you're already shuffling left guard. Last week, you got a new center. Dominic Pooney ain't been great. And even though Trent Williams and Colton McKivitz have been really, really good, they're playing against their best of the best. And you go back to that Seattle defensive front, which is probably the most comparable to this. Trent struggled. And Colton struggled. This ain't going to be pretty. And again, Texas were plus +3 of the turnover ratio last week and still lost. I'm not sure the 49ers being down 3 in the turnover ratio is a recipe to win the game, but you were down 4 or down 3 total against the Jags and almost won. I don't know if you want to say almost won on that game. That was ugly. But there are pathways. If the 49ers play clean, they're going to be able to go out there and do their thing. I think the 49ers are the better team. I think they're the better roster, even with the injuries, even with the dead money. I have all that. I have the 49ers winning a super ugly game, 19-17. And I could see the 49ers going for two late, right? Getting that score ahead in the fourth quarter, going for two so that you're up by five, up by four instead of three. They miss it, and the 49ers defense delivers again. I got 49ers winning 19-17 in an ugly one. We'll be live at NRG Stadium just after the game. So come join us on our channel. Hopefully you enjoyed today's show. I'm on a plane. And if you come out to Houston or know anybody that is a 49ers fan going out to Houston, send them our way, 49ersrushroadtrip.com. That's going to do it for us. We get to watch 49ers football this weekend. Whew. Against D'Amico. Robert Saleh versus D'Amico? Whew. It's easy to get excited for this one. Go get that win. Till next time, stay strong, faithful.